It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for June 8th of 2026. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald isn't taking her loss to become the Michigan Democratic Party's choice to the Attorney General nominee all that well. If you recall, McDonald was the establishment choice, and she seemed like a shoo-in to win the nomination, but McDonald and the establishment party bigwigs underestimated her progressive opponent, progressive Ellie Savitt, the Washtenaw County prosecutor, but the Democratic Party establishment also underestimated the progressive populist movement, which is garnering support from both Democratic-based voters and independent voters who blame the current establishment for giving us another 4 years of corporate authoritarianism and white Christian nationalist fascism. And so, in one of the most heavily attended Michigan Democratic Party nominating conventions in recent memory, delegates went with Ellie Savitt, which sent shockwaves inside the state's Democratic Party establishment, as well as the state's political media intelligentsia. Again, Karen McDonald's nomination was an afterthought for so many. I mean, she had big money donors supporting her, including key players and attorneys who work for DTE and Consumers Energy. So McDonald was already signaling to the donor class in the state that she wouldn't follow in the footsteps of current Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel, who's, let's be honest, been a thorn to the side of DTE and Consumers Energy as they continuously beg the industry-friendly Michigan Public Service Commission to approve all of their rate increases. And since Karen McDonald hasn't really said much about tech bro billionaire data centers, something tells me she probably would have supported those as well. That's why the working class ain't trustful of the political and corporate elites telling us to trust them. But that's what the Michigan Democratic Party establishment thought it could do with Karen McDonald. Besides, Karen's sister is the so-called moderate Democratic congresswoman from Bay City, Kristen McDonald Rivet, the same Kristen McDonald Rivet who voted for the Lake and Riley Act, which was the start of giving the Trump regime carte blanche to use ICE to kidnap, disappear, and if need be, kill undocumented citizens or kill those trying to block or protest ICE's movements. But that's called being a moderate. Kristen McDonald Rivet also voted against Detroit Progressive Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's War Powers Resolution to end the United States' involvement with Israel's genocidal regime's constant bombing of Lebanon. Kristen McDonald Rivet, along with fellow Democrats Sri Thandadar and Haley Stevens, who's running for the U.S. Senate, voted to say they trusted Bibi Netanyahu and Dear Leader Trump with your money more than they thought of keeping that money right here in the United States. But that's the kind of resistance establishment Michigan Democrats believe the working class really wants representing them. Again, they underestimated the power of the working class and underestimated Ellie Savitt, whom Democratic delegates voted to be the Attorney General nominee, and that left Karen McDonald stunned. But rather than admit that, hey, she wasn't really reaching or connecting with Democrats, and then announce her full-fledged support for Ellie Savitt to become the state's next Attorney General, Karen McDonald announced that she's starting a common sense coalition pack, which will, as she told Michigan Advance's Kyle Davidson, support leaders who put reason over noise and people above party and politics. Really, Karen? Really, Karen? McDonald also lamented about the decorum during that nominating convention, saying, and I quote, "I have spoken with many, many, many people, particularly people in the Jewish community, who have told me I did not feel safe. There was shouting, there was screaming, there was booing over any candidate or expression of thought that wasn't consistent with the loudest group of people there." Oh my God, not shouting and screaming, Karen, no! What did they think it was, the convention? I mean, how else were the working class supposed to let their supposed smart leaders understand how wrong they really were, how out of touch they really were? And by the way, Ellie Savitt is Jewish, but Karen McDonald didn't really have anything to say about that. And Karen McDonald didn't want to say anything about how Palestinian Americans, many of them Michiganders, haven't felt heard by people like Karen McDonald while their families get slaughtered overseas via our tax dollars. McDonald claims that she's common sense, but there's nothing sensical that she's bringing to the table. It's nonsensical and it's radical. She, like some Michigan Democratic establishment figures, believe working to collect donor class money and working behind closed doors to enrich those donor class interests, they believe that's the common sense because that's how things have always been done. Yeah, sure, it hasn't helped the working class, but hey, it helps those in Lansing. And again, you never hear her and many other establishment figures within the Democratic Party rush to the defense of Palestinian Americans, including Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who who are constantly under attack by Islamophobic MAGA Republicans. She and other establishment figures, they don't really say much about that. And that's why she and other Democrats lost and will continue to lose this year. The lesson that Karen McDonald learned was that we allowed the wrong people in the party. So much for vote blue no matter who, right, Karen? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.